This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Winnie Mashaba, Motseba Jehovah. This song, by the way, is selected by our guest, friend of the show, joining us today. You've heard him speak to us on the show before and just making contributions to some of the issues that we've had to entertain of late, particularly within the lockdown levels. His name is Ntate Frans Kgasago. He's the spokesperson of the National Taxi Association in the province. Re a lojaba.
Ere ke tsena kwe ke go tamise mogatshe DJ Complex Complexion. Ke tamise le mo. O thobile ke mo file lena le lemsa. A go tamise ke tamise le ba teleje ba Capricorn FM kere khotso.
Thank you so much for honoring the invitation. We really appreciate it.
Now, it is important that always when your colleagues are calling you just to come and share one, two, three, it's imperative that we should honor the invitation. And indeed, I'm grateful to be invited by you guys.
Yeah.
You just chose the song we played now. What does it remind you of?
Thank you so much, DJ Complexion. You know, this song of Winnie, it reminds me during those vinegar times.
Vinegar times. Yeah.
You remember the industry that I'm working in? It was once being in terrible situation.
Mm.
So those who are still alive, like us today, it is because hence this song. And it also reminds me a lot of things.
Yeah.
That even if those that are helpful to us have gone, we will always know that our time is still available and God has spared this moment for us to still alive.
Yeah. Mm. I'm also interested in the metaphor you used. I mean, was that the language back then for tough times and a mess generally? Like if now maybe it's something that we can use to say during COVID-19, it was during vinegar times.
Yes, of course.
All right.
I'm going to use it.
During vinegar times.
It was tough.
Baba vinegar. So ntate Kgasago kore re bla le nna everything ditsela tsa rena, all these things. So we thought it's important today to bring you in studio to get to know more about the person behind all these interviews we always have. And we want to look at your family and all those things, and that is the conversation we are going to be getting into. So nang le itukisha e re tsena ka re ga yona re nyoko tsa ba gore le tswala peng le le joang re le thome go tloga kwa morao.
Uncle Frans Kgasago is joining us in studio. He's the spokesperson of National Taxi Association in the province. We're going way back. We're looking at the vinegar days and all the way till today. Like, we're getting to know him better. Young, adulthood, everything in that space. We want to know. We call this moment Friends of the Show.
We're asking you early on just to get to understand your family, where you grew up. Are you from a big family or a small family?
Yeah, thank you, colleagues. And, you know, I'm impressed the way in which DJ Complexion asked this question.
Yeah.
To know me.
Yeah.
And actually, it's simple. You know, we are friends.
Okay.
We started long ago.
Mm.
Let me just be honest and frank and tell you who is Ntate Kgasago.
Yes.
Ntate Kgasago was born in Gampahlela, Mashite.
Okay.
54 years ago.
Okay.
Born in a family of seven.
Okay.
Six boys and a girl.
All right.
So my sister, Peladi, was the firstborn of Peladi, my mother, and Nekwana. So meaning she was named after my mother, the grandmother.
Yes.
So therefore, in our culture, when my grandmother is Peladi, then you keep on naming each other
Bupeladi.
So hence, since Peladi is Josefina, married at Ramalepe.
Mm.
Excuse me. Then, like I said, she's the only sister.
Amongst the boys.
Yes.
Yes.
And then I'm the fourth.
Okay.
Son of Nekwana and Peladi.
What kind of relationship do you guys have, your siblings?
Truly speaking, from the onset, we have been together since I knew my sister and my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
We were together and our parents were working at ZVDL, you would then begin to understand that immediately I talk of parents working at ZVDL, was born from not well-to-do family.
And when you think about that, you are born from a not well-to-do family. Did you notice that?
It was times when we could not even have something to eat at home. So it was difficult. Hence, I played the song.
Yeah,
it reminds me of those days without... Beside the vinegar time, like my DJ complexion said,
yes.
Also, I'm thinking lots. So, but we tried. Even if it was hard, my brother, the late Paladi, was also hands-on, trying his level best to make sure that he grew us. He supported us together with the elder brother, Nape, and... we continue living like any normal family.
The
love of my family is the one that makes me always smile when I meet people out there.
Were you a troublesome teenager? I mean, parents were working in ZB, so it must have been a party at home.
Yeah, the fortunate part of it, I grew as a disciplined teenager.
Okay.
And I participated in sporting activity. I was a soccer player, a marathon runner. Those are issues that were keeping me busy.
Yeah.
But in terms of naughty, you'd understand, we were playing in a river called Hlakaro. Hlakaro is a river where all kids will always go and play. We'll play down there, beating in one another. Richela mabuka marama tsogo rapume. Then if it happened to now uli wapume mpo, then uton tsoba horike nama. So kutoko dula rodimu. Then wapsikulo tsoba wafall. So those were the type of life. The only thing that makes me happy, DJ Complexion and Sesimpo, is even if we were having a peer group pressure, what I always say to me, Khasago, you are a star. You are a role model. I started from the onset. I've never drank benzina, alcohol,
smoke.
And during those times, it was the time for benzina. Mind you, kubola mfano mungu achechi benzina mo are ereke chele. Yala aitoa mapulo mo. So guys, this is the life of benzina. So at a distance, I could look at that particular young man, and then I said, no, this will not be my role model. So that's the only thing that always pleases me, because I've never indulged in any substance abuse in my life, not even smoking tobacco, no whatever.
Nothing.
You know, I'm proud of myself for that.
I was about to ask, like, if you were to look back and give the younger you advice, what advice would you give? But because of the life that you've just, painted for us, there's pretty much nothing that you would give yourself as advice.
Of course, DJ, I appreciate that.
But what's been the biggest learn you've had to learn? Maybe let's start looking at about people.
Yeah. The society that I was coming from, it was a society where people were doing as they wish.
Yeah.
But one thing that I've realized, we engage in sporting activities. So our youth days were mainly playing soccer at soccer field.
Yeah.
And to interact with people, learning from peer group to say, do I associate myself with these people or do I associate myself with this type of people?
Yeah.
So the fortunate part of it, we started attending church. So that's what bring the Christianity in our mind up until I grew up. But while still young, I started to befriend a certain friend of mine, Moses Mamba. You know, Moses Mamba is a friend of mine. You might understand there is a difference between a friend, Mukhozi Letaka. So, like a Taka. We born same year, same month.
Yeah.
The different is 3 days.
Sure.
So he has been in my life since then.
Yeah.
So he motivated me, and he was from Christian family. And then myself also, my mom was baptized long ago in the church of St. Agnes. So you'd understand that the way in which you must conduct yourself from that particular church, then it will grow you as a responsible citizen. Hence, that is what I can advise, to say God, God, and only God.
Maybe before we carry on that personal tip, Madam Franz, this position of being a spokesperson of the National Taxi Association, do you go from being a queue marshal to taxi operator to taxi owner, or they just identify you and say, "Hey, man, Franz, who's stronger, mom?"
Yeah.
What is that, man?
Like, I started this taxi business 1988.
Also, you are in the taxi business.
Yes.
Okay.
And like I said, started 1988 as the driver.
Okay.
Okay.
Then continuously when I work, then I was promoted from a structure called Felter during those times, difficult times, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I ran as the national chairperson of Felter, chosen by the constituency of different provinces.
Okay.
Then after that, in 2000, I was promoted to an owner. The owner is a director of the company in Mankweng Taxi Association. Mm. So Mankweng Association is affiliated to National Taxi Alliance.
Okay.
Then being the affiliates of National Taxi Alliance, I worked as the secretary. And mind you, I was elected during 2000 when the new taxi was democratized, to say we must do away with federal structures and then we come as a unit.
Mm.
So Mina, I did not leave National Taxi Alliance, even if they were saying we must change the apex of the taxi industry during those 2001 in Durban, where the Santaco was elected.
Yeah. Yes.
So we remain in the top as the presidential leadership of the federal structures.
Yeah.
That's Felter.
And what's your favorite make? I mean, having lived through vinegar times and these vinegar times, there's been so much development as far as the design and type of taxis are concerned.
Yeah, of course. We tried to make sure that we democratized the industry, and we changed the industry from being that type of a business to become a business wherein we begin to understand the customer care. We begin to understand what is it that we need from our people, because we are not subsidized. That's what you must understand.
Okay. Yeah.
This taxi business is purely owned by black people, and we have never been getting any subsidy.
Yeah.
And mind you, we are carrying 65% of the population in the country.
Yeah.
So by so doing, we begin to go on. But the minute they said they wanted to democratize the industry, then we realized that there must be something that this government wanted to do with our business.
So let's do
Hence,
it ourselves.
The National Taxi Alliance could not become part of those Mickey Mouse during the 2001.
Yeah.
So we remain as we are.
Yeah. Okay. So Super 16, Relay, or Quantum?
it was Super 16.
Your favorite now? Like, if
Presently.
Between this, which one you choose?
Yeah, I'll choose the Super 16.
Not even E20.
The Super Trouble.
Okay. Yeah,
those were the taxis that we were using by then. And really, truly speaking, out. Continuously choose to use them.
Okay.
But because of the democratic
gradually
we become to be the real business people. Hence we choose this. Now we are using those Quantums and other mode of transport where we are transporting our people.
Yeah. So before
from there,
yes,
we you must understand, we also use Kajiban. There's a old, yeah. There was an old sort of a taxi, the old one.
Yeah.
Then it was called Kajiban. Hence, people used to ride it. Kajiban is this, and then of which we reprimand them to say, no. We must understand that we are no longer going to say, if you are so, don't get in front of the taxi because you'll disturb the driver, those type of messages in taxis.
Yeah.
So because of this transformation, we said, no, we cannot continue to insult our people who are bringing bread to our table.
Yeah.
Then from there, we went for elections of the provincial. So in the provincial election, people within these provinces, members of the National Taxi Alliance, they elected me as the public relations officer.
Ah.
After Mankweng, the fifth elections, elected me the public relations officer. I've been serving in the executive of the taxi industry since 2000 to date.
Yeah.
And along the way, I was just dagging to say, no, I don't want to get in. But members will call me to say, no, we need your expertise.
2 decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So during 2019, we had national election of the National Taxi Alliance. The entire 9 provinces in the country, then that's where I was elected now, the national coordinator of National Taxi Alliance. As I'm speaking, I'm serving at national level of the taxi industry in the country.
And speaking of serving, you are also serving the community at large. He's very passionate about serving the community. What exactly does it do? What's going on? Like, you know?
Yeah, thank you very much, colleagues. Like I said earlier on, besides being in taxis, there's one thing that I hate most is crime.
Okay.
And for me to hate crime, during 1995, I started to involve myself in community policing.
Okay.
Community policing, it's an organization that deals with crime prevention, working with the police.
Mm.
And it's regulated by South African Police Act. Act number 68 of 1995, subsection 18-23.
Okay.
So that's the Police Act. So I started volunteering in those CPFs. Fortunate enough, they took me to attend a police academy where I did a certificate in train the trainer in order to train members of the community about the issue. How do we then work with the police to make sure that the crime in our country is the thing of the past? So the fortunate enough, with the previous clusters, we had 13 clusters in the Limpopo province, wherein they gathered together and then they said, no, we wanted a leader here.
Yeah.
So they voluntarily, during elections, they elected me the chairperson of the community police forum in Limpopo.
Yeah.
And after electing me, then I had to go and represent them as the 9 provinces in the country.
Yeah.
When I arrived there in Pretoria, election started, and I was elected the deputy secretary national, where I sit with the ministers of police nationally.
I don't think we could have chosen a better man to come and hang out with us today. And also, I'm inspired by your journey, because at the level where you are, somebody else would say, you can't tell me anything. I've struggled to get to this position or level where I am right now. But with so much responsibilities that you have, when do you find time to relax and what do you do?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I plan. I don't just wake up in the morning and decide.
Yeah.
I had a diary. So I will know what is it that I should do and what is it that I'm not going to commit myself. Like yesterday when you called me, I was on my way to memorial service in Grobbelsdal to pay our last respect to our fallen station commander, like my colleague has alluded on
during the news.
And yes, I was with the MEC, of course. So we spoke about that, and we requested the subs to activate 72-hour activation plan to make sure that the perpetrators must be arrested. So those are some of the plans that I'm doing. You know, besides doing that, because I've got a supportive family at my house.
Yeah.
Like I said, I married Mary. Mary is my wife from Kamamabolo Tunye. Even up, I married a beautiful woman.
Yes.
And this woman, that's why I'm saying she's beautiful, because I married her officially on the 8th of 12, 1998. Okay. Officially.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the day when we tied the knot.
Yeah.
Then we are blessed.
Yeah.
Even with very beautiful kids.
Okay.
Five beautiful daughters of mine and two boys, Kotazo and Matlats. So when now I started with these five beautiful young ladies, you know, I'm blessed now. They also make me to be who I am today because I'm the grandparent to my kids' children.
Yeah.
So, I'm proud because of course.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed because So my last born child is now 17 years old. So so and we staying here in Bendo. So each time before I wake up, my wife will prepare some breakfast for me.
Yes.
And then we'll enjoy. After that, we'll say Pahla, Pahla, Kisareto Saka. We'll say Pahla, don't forget your diary. She will then say to me, Mara, why always pass? Arawo kwa na pasha kwa na mudi mali mwa mukolo barbalo laka wena melorata kwa mna kwa mara soko. Keno ama mara la mudi la mara mukoka wa shala kaka. Kwa vuma putle kampe pedi mroa kush. Ewa na manya.
Awa, lady kuile agiri. Wake up and make breakfast. Pomashita. Material one marriage usually proper. Hey, what is this? Hey, challenges. But it's been a pleasure getting to know you, sir. Thank you so much for waking up to come and join us in studio. This is obviously not the end of us communicating, like you've been referring to us as colleagues. Indeed, from time to time we touch base whenever there are issues that around the messages that we got earlier on today. Continue with the great work. You are a great grandfather from what we could pick up throughout this conversation. And all the best with your future plans.
Yeah, akeleleboreng. And thank you so much. Because of time, kelebonchong gore le sekolo sona ke tsena akere.
Eh.
Ke tsene ke morutishi ka mongwalo. Ke dirile di certificate University of Pretoria. Ke dia di management skills. Ke dira di leadership skills, ke dira di train the trainer, ke shumile.
Aura leboga. We are so proud. Thank you so much. That was our friend for the show guest today, Ntate Frans Gasago, spokesperson of the National Taxi Association right here in Limpopo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.